When people think of the Vikings, images of longships cutting through gray northern seas, fierce warriors carrying axes, and distant monasteries engulfed in flames often come to mind. Yet the story of the Viking Age did not begin with vast armies conquering kingdoms or legendary heroes sailing across oceans. It began with a single event that shocked the Christian world and announced the arrival of a new force in European history. That event was the first recorded Viking raid, traditionally associated with the attack on the monastery of Lindisfarne in 793 CE, an episode that marked the beginning of what historians call the Viking Age. To understand why this raid was so significant, it is necessary to look beyond the dramatic stories that later chroniclers would tell. The world of Northern Europe during the late 8th century was undergoing profound changes. Across Scandinavia, communities that had once been relatively isolated were becoming increasingly connected through trade, shipbuilding innovations, and social transformations. These developments created the conditions that allowed Scandinavian seafarers to venture farther from home than previous generations could have imagined. The lands that would later produce the Vikings were not unified kingdoms. Modern nations such as Norway, Sweden, and Denmark did not yet exist as centralized states. Instead, Scandinavia was divided among numerous local chieftains, clans, and petty kings. Loyalty was often personal rather than national, and power depended largely upon one's ability to attract followers, control resources, and maintain prestige. Life in Scandinavia during the 8th century was challenging. The climate could be harsh, agricultural land was limited, and populations were gradually increasing in some regions. Most people lived as farmers, fishermen, hunters, and craftsmen. Their communities were deeply rooted in traditions passed down through generations. Family ties were essential, and honor occupied a central place in society. A person's reputation could determine alliances, marriages, and opportunities for advancement. The religious beliefs of these northern peoples differed greatly from those of Christian Europe. They worshipped a rich pantheon of gods and goddesses, including Odin, Thor, and Freya. Their mythology emphasized courage, faith, and the acceptance of life's uncertainties. Warriors hoped to earn glory in battle and perhaps gain entry into Valhalla, the great hall of Odin. While modern depictions often exaggerate Viking brutality, the values of courage, loyalty, and reputation genuinely played important roles in Scandinavian culture. At the same time, Scandinavians were becoming exceptional sailors. The seas that separated communities often functioned more like highways than barriers. Coastal travel was frequently easier than moving through dense forests or rugged terrain. Over generations, Scandinavian shipbuilders developed increasingly sophisticated vessels capable of navigating both rivers and open seas. These ships would eventually become one of the most important technological advantages possessed by the Vikings. The famous longship did not appear overnight. It was the result of centuries of experimentation and improvement. Shipwrights learned how to construct flexible hulls using overlapping planks, a technique known as clinker building. This method created vessels that were both lightweight and durable. Such ships could travel quickly, endure rough waters, and even be dragged across short stretches of land when necessary. These innovations expanded the horizons of Scandinavian sailors and made long-distance expeditions increasingly feasible. Meanwhile, beyond Scandinavia, Western Europe presented tempting opportunities. The former territories of the Western Roman Empire had fragmented into numerous kingdoms. Political authority varied considerably from region to region. Although rulers such as Charlemagne had succeeded in creating powerful states, many coastal areas remained vulnerable. Wealth accumulated in churches, monasteries, and trading centers, often with limited military protection. Monasteries held a particularly important place within Christian society.